وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. So we're trying to become better human beings, and we obviously started talking about the process of self-purification, and we got to the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we're talking about the best of akhlaq, and especially, to be more precise, social akhlaq, one of which we said a person has to be lenient with other people. Another social akhlaq notion or concept that we need to keep in mind, and that is al-rifq wal-mudarat, gentleness and learning how to sway with people. It is so important that a person needs to be very compassionate with people and very gentle with them, to the extent the Prophet said, "Mudaratu nas nusful iman." Knowing how to sway with people and how to deal with people is actually half of iman. So half, one half of iman is theoretical, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other half is practical when it comes to dealing with people. And he says, وَالرَّفْقِ بِهِمْ نُصْفُ الْعَيْشِ, being nice to them, being merciful with them, being gentle with them, is half of your worldly life done. The more loving and caring you are towards people, obviously they will be the more caring and towards you. I mean, it's not like someone comes and tries to be nice and good to you and you just being rude to them from out of nowhere. And actually, we always do this, that when the people that are nice to us and the people that are gentle to us and their akhlaq and they smile and they're happy, we usually help them out more than anyone else because of their akhlaq. We go out of our way to help them out. Same thing here, the Prophet says. You have mudarat, which gives you nisfuddin, knowing how to deal with people. Obviously, half of your deen is completed, complete the other one. And also being nice and gentle to them, that covers half of your worldly life. You just need to work on the other half. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in another hadith, he says, رَأْسُ الْعَقْلِ, the peak of intellect, بَعْدُ الْإِيمَانِ, after the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, التَّحَبُّبُ إِلَى النَّاسِ, becoming nice and beloved to people. You have to make people love you. Do whatever it takes out of akhlaq-wise to make people love you, which means don't do anything wrong, don't do anything bad, don't harm people, don't cause people hurt, don't let them see your ugly side and your anger and your swearing and your what have you. And then people will like you, will love you. So this concept of tahabbub, that making people fall in love with you, is also required from me and you, that we need to be nice people. Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi, he says, Jibreel one day came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to him, Ya Muhammad, O Prophet Muhammad, ربك يقرأك السلام, your Lord sends his greeting to you. ويقول لك, and he says to you. So this is a direct message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, داري خلقي, when it comes to my servants, treat them well. Like, don't be too harsh, don't be too soft, be good with them. That's mudarat, knowing when to become angry and when to become merciful. If you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's how he was. And the Sahaba, even his companions, they know exactly when the Prophet is angry and when he's happy. They can even tell by just looking at the color of his face. So Allah says to him, be nice and gentle to my servants. Let's take a break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Now, also the concept of trying to become lenient with people is a long topic. There's a lot of ahadith in this regard, but inshallah, we'll leave them for another time. Another thing that we need to do when it comes to social akhlaq, we need to learn how to speak with people. This is also a skill that a lot of people lack. We don't know how to talk to one another. We just shout and yell and scream. That's what we're good at. But when it comes to using nice words, beautiful words, comforting words, loving words, warm words, we seem to be lacking it. We are rude. We are harsh. We, like, the minute me and you cross paths and you know, something goes wrong, we start cursing at each other, yelling at each other, using foul language, sometimes cursing each other's parents, and it goes on. I'm pretty sure you've seen many examples of that. A person, in terms of social akhlaq, needs to have the best of words when dealing with other people. Another point in this regard, and obviously my time is running out, so I'm trying to make as much as I can. I will add as much as I can. Also, forgiveness to people. And this notion of forgiving people, obviously, is a very long concept that requires an in-depth analysis by itself. But I let the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam explain. He says, "Ala uhadithukum bimakarim al-akhlaq." Do you want to tell you of the best of akhlaq? Obviously, who wouldn't? He said, "As-safhu 'ala an-nas," to forgive people. "Ar-rajulu wa muwasatu ar-rajulu akhahu fi malih," and a person using his wealth and sharing it with his brother in faith. "Wa dhikrullahi kathira," and constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Amir al-Mu'minin, the first one he put in the list is to forgive other people. And the concept of forgiving, if we look at the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, and you can see how much they forgave their enemies. Well, even when their enemies trying to kill them, the Ahl Bayt salam Allah alayhim would forgive them and turn a blind eye. Amir al-Mu'minin salam Allah alayhi, for example, when he was poisoned by Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, la'natullahi alayh, the Imam said to his son, Imam al-Hasan, he said to him, "Listen, if I live, then I take care of myself. If I die, then it's just retribution, just a hit for a hit. But if I survive, I will let him go." To that extent, he said, "I don't care." He will forgive even his enemies. And we can see this even especially with Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who lived a harsh at times with the rulers of their time. Well, the tyrants were really bad to them. Even Imam Sajjad salamullah alayhi, the governor of Medina, was really bad and rude to Imam Sajjad many, many times. And when this governor was outcasted, and he was, you know, then he was tied to a pole and people started hitting him, Imam Sajjad came to his help and to his aim. And Imam Sajjad forgave him. And this is the akhlaq of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salamullah that made people love them most. So forgiving people is one of the traits that me and you need to have in terms of social akhlaq to become better people. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.